Let's go, girls.
Time for a celebration of women in country music with your host, Emily Harlan. She's
country. Hey, this is Carrie Underwood. I am so excited to play some of my favorites from then and now and share some fun stories for you as well. But first, I'd be remiss if I didn't play my current single at country radio. Here's Out of That Truck on She's Country.
I was interviewing Lainey Wilson at the CMA Awards, and I said something to her that literally made her stop in her tracks. I'm like, you are listening to She's Country. I am going to give you all the details on what I said to Lainey Wilson. That's coming up right after her latest. It's Phone Keys Wallet.
I'm 10 minutes late, rushing like...
The latest from Lainey Wilson, Phone Keys Wallet on She's Country. Hey, it's Emily. So have you ever heard of a holler and a swaller? It's what Lainey does at her shows. You holler, you yell real loud, and then you take a sip of your drink. So I was interviewing her at the CMA Awards, and I said, Lainey, can we do a holler and a swaller together? She looked at me like I had three heads. I think it was because it was 10 in the morning. But I was ready with the tequila, Lainey. I'm here when you are.
I've been a listener for a while now, and I just love She's Country. And I just wanted to shout out Emily for representing for the women and the whole station, really, for having more women on air. And I've just discovered so many new favorites and old gems, and it's just giving me life right now. I really love it.
Do you remember your very first country concert you went to? Hey, it's Emily. You're listening to She's Country. Mine was Brad Paisley. This is about 15 years ago. The opener for Brad Paisley, Taylor Swift. So you never know when you're at these shows. The opener could turn out to be a global superstar. We were both young when I... It's Emily. We are hanging out with Ann Wilson today on She's Country. And Ann, one of my favorite songs of yours is Rain in the Rearview. It's probably one that our listeners hear on She's Country quite a bit. So is it going to be on the set list this weekend at Levi's Stadium?
Of course.
Okay, good.
We have to.
I will be belting that at Levi's Stadium with you, just so you know, if you hear someone screaming at the top of their lungs, that's me.
I can't wait. I love it.
Let's play that song right now. It's Rain in the Rearview by Ann Wilson. Caitlin Butts said she used to invite guys she was talking to on dating apps to her shows, so they would pay the fee to get in, she'd make money, and then she'd just ghost them. Hey, it's Emily, you're listening to She's Country. Now, I'm not saying that that's the right thing to do, but I am saying it's not a dumb thing to do.
It's been real long.
If I told you that Allie Colleen has a very famous dad who's a country star that you definitely know, and then I also told you that she has tattoos all over, even on her face, you would probably guess her dad is Jelly Roll or Post Malone, right? Hey, it's Emily. You're listening to She's Country. Well, it is not Jelly Roll or Post Malone. In fact, the answer is going to blow your mind like it did mine. I have it for you right after her latest. It's Halos and Horns.
I'm a Sunday morning sinner in a white church.
One thing Allie Colleen is known for is the tattoos on her face. Hey, it's Emily. You are listening to She's Country. The thing she is not necessarily known for is her very famous father, who happens to be Garth Brooks. She keeps it kind of quiet because she wants to do music her own way, and I respect that.
Just when I thought